During the May 16th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, the school's math coach, Joanna Burke Kinderman, said the 2022 county students' math test scores were the best she's seen in her 12 years on the job. The tests, which are given annually to grades 3 through 8 and to the 11th grade, showed that of those 7 tested grades, 6 of those scored above the state average proficiency, and that the 11th grade scores were the second highest among the 55 school districts in the state. And the 11th grade also achieved the 7th highest average grade among all 114 high schools in the state. Burke Kinderman said this amazing growth in math proficiency is due to the use of 3 teaching techniques. The use of models, which she describes as, quote, all the stuff that looked weird on kids' homework, unquote. She explained that models involve the use of drawing pictures to understand how addition, subtraction, division, and multiplication work, and is particularly effective in the earlier grades. The second was fluency, which basically involves teaching the children to do math in their heads without using their fingers. And the third was more math, which involves more fun and more learning. She said the modern key to teaching math involves making it fun for students, because when students are happy, serotonin is released in their brains, which makes learning last. In contrast, the old school approach of pressuring students causes anxiety, which releases adrenaline in their brain, and that makes kids forget more. Describing her job as the math coach, Burke Kinderman said she gets around to all the schools and responds when teachers request her help. Quite often, she said, teachers ask her what they should change after she observes their teaching styles. She suggests but does not force teachers to make changes. The board members appeared to be very impressed with Burke Kinderman's presentation. During school superintendent Terrence Beam's report, he offered recognition to 2 students.
Just got word today, there's a contest that our students participate in. It's called Kids Kick Opioids Contest. It can be an art project, it can be a poem, it can be some kind of design, it can be about anything. And for the central and southeastern part of West Virginia, there are 8 students selected to be winners, and 2 of those were Pocahontas County. And those were Autumn Hively of Hillsborough Elementary School and Mitchell Corber of Martha Middle School. And their work will be on display at the state capitol this fall.
Beam also said the last day of classes will be Friday, May 26. In addition to the routine approval of financial matters, the board approved the 2023-2024 budget, including the food service budget and the Step 7 budget. In miscellaneous matters, the board approved a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, with the West Virginia Schools of Diversion and Transition and with the West Virginia Bureau of Juvenile Services, which clears up the responsibilities of all parties concerning the delivery of services to county students who have been placed in the Pocahontas County Youth Reporting Center for the upcoming year. They approved to have the schools remain in conjunction with the Country Roads Cooperative in a rollover bid with Gordon Food Service per the terms of their 2021-2022 bid, including the annual membership fee. They approved a 3-week out-of-season athletic practice from June 12th through June 30th, and they approved the list of recommended personnel actions, which you can find by clicking on the link to the official meeting agenda at the end of this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.